It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A government TD is demanding a new law to ban catcalling and harassment of women in public places. Erin McGreehan is to lobby the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan on the matter and has widespread support on the issue within the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party. The Louth mother wants to end this sinister menace of women being subjected to sexual innuendo as they walk down the street. Now, many TDs believe these types of incidents are on the increase and they want to outlaw catcalling of women forever. Now, the TD's name, as I said, is Erin McGreehan, and I happened to speak to Erin earlier on today on LMFM radio. And I want you to have a listen to just some of what she said about catcalling and her plan for new laws.
Even the word catcalling, it's street harassment of women, and catcalling, it's vulgar. Even in that sense, it's vulgar, like we're some sort of creatures walking along the road. It is not a compliment to be shouted at, sexually explicit comments. Those comments at a person are only demeaning, and in reality it is only about a power play and to assert a dominance and to intimidate people in a public space. It's not banter, it's not fun, and it does intimidate and it does make women and girls think differently about going out in public.
Now, so basically this TD wants a new law to be brought in that would ban catcalling and any sort of sexual innuendo. Now, in the UK they are bringing in new laws there, which will prosecute for catcalling, and it will, get a load of this, Jeremy, it will carry a maximum 2 years jail. This is in the UK.
Yeah.
2 years jail for being caught catcalling a woman or any sort of sexual innuendo or wolf whistling or anything like that.
Lads, you wouldn't believe the reaction. As you know, we put these topics up on Facebook before we record this podcast every day to get the public opinion on it and to get callers to talk about it. You would not believe the amount of women who said that it's not a big deal. I can't believe, I'm absolutely shocked that women don't see sexual harassment. I'm a man. And I'm defending this law coming in. But there's women saying, oh, I'd love to be catcalled. I'd love to be... You obviously... By the way, most of the women that were saying that are all bet-down L ones who haven't been catcalled since the 70s. I'm not being mean here, being smart. But if you're an L one in your 50s, 60s or 70s, yeah, you haven't been catcalled since Black and White TV. So that's why you're obviously going at that. That you think... Older women think that catcalling is a bit of a laugh, and it's a fella on a building site whistling down at a woman.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, it's not.
That's not what catcalling is.
Well, it's something else that she wants banned.
I have a friend that jogs. Yeah. I have a friend called Elaine who jogs in the Phoenix Park. She lives in Castleknock and she jogs through the Phoenix Park every single evening. And she has told me before, we'd have to get her on actually on a future podcast. And she has told me before that if she jogs through the Phoenix Park, five times a week, she'll say on one of those days sexual comments will be made towards her, either by fellas driving by in a car or fellas cycling by or on scooters and stuff like that. And she's had some absolutely horrific things.
Okay, but let me tell you what they've done in England.
Can I tell you what one of the things that was sent to her? And this is the God honest truth. She was told one day, and this is going back months ago, at the start of the summer, she was running through jogging through the Phoenix Park. She wears those jogging leggings, whatever they're called, which women, by the way, are allowed to wear whatever the hell they want and not be shouted at by dirty pervert men, yeah? And she was jogging through the Phoenix Park one day. There was a group of lads, both two of them on the one electric scooter, going up the other way up to Phoenix Park, on the main road that goes through to Phoenix Park. And one of the lads on the scooter turned around to her and says, we're going to grab you and throw you into the bush and rape you.
Oh, well, that's completely different
now. No, that is completely different.
That is a threat. That's an actual threat.
That's what catcalling is, that. I don't care about the context of it. Catcalling is catcalling. You cannot comment.
No, but that is a direct threat to somebody.
No, you cannot comment on a woman.
Okay, what about any, what about a bloke saying lovely arse there in those joggers?
No, that's not that. Again, that is that can be just as triggering.
Okay,
for a
what
woman.
About?
Who whistles nowadays?
Loads of people. Loads of people.
Women. No, that. Unfortunately, the reason we need to have the reason we need to have this law is because. And sorry, by the way, Robert is just saying that's not fucking catcalling. Yes, it is. That would come.
I wouldn't call that catcalling. Now okay, I would call that a direct threat of rape. Completely different.
Well, it probably is as well. But catcalling is any sexual comments that are made towards a woman. And saying a woman has a nice arse, yeah, saying a woman has a nice arse, can be very, very threatening for a woman. I'm just thinking of my mate running through the. The Phoenix Park.
Okay, so you don't see any of this as banter or just a bit of, I remember a caller we used to have on our show years ago, and he would say it's just a bit of slap and tickle. It's just a bit of a laugh.
Look at Trevor there. Now, I'd expect no less from you, Trevor, giving out yards about me, about my opinion on it. The difference between yourself and myself, Trevor, is I actually have respect for women. And I know what it's like from talking to female friends who go out walking, jogging at night. It is not nice, and it can be quite terrifying for a man to make any sort of.
Let me tell you what they. So they trialed this new law in the UK in Surrey, and here's what they did. And I want to see how you'd feel about this if this law was to be brought in. They sent out female police officers.
I saw that dress. Yeah.
In running gear. Supported by uniformed colleagues waiting nearby, and officers then swooped on offenders if the woman was subjected to sexually suggestive comments and gave them a ticking off. So in other words, they were out to catch lads doing this.
They're right, and women need to...
So is that what you'd like to see, Garda time being used on...
Sorry, I thought...
Sending a female Garda out on a jog.
Everybody getting triggered here. I thought we were all about keeping women safe. Is that not what we've been talking about for the last...
The example, though, that you gave, Jeremy, was a direct threat of rape against a woman.
That was it. Yeah, but it was just words as well.
It doesn't matter. That was a direct threat, okay? That's completely different to somebody saying, oh, lovely art. Or
but I'm telling you, she would be equally... Sorry, a woman should be able to jog through... This is the bottom line. There's no argument here. A woman should be able to jog through the Phoenix Park at any stage in a G-string if she wants, without comments being made at her by dirty, pervy men. Okay?
Our number is 085-825-2626. Wait till you hear the very first message that came in on this before we started recording this podcast. This is Maureen.
Finally, you're doing something that's sensible. Absolutely agree with this. We need to change men from their predator behavior into civilized human beings. We need to document and record the Neanderthals that are wolf whistling at women on the street like they're animals. But they are the animals. The men are the animals. And if you are displaying that kind of predator behavior, you should be recorded as a sex offender, because you are. That's what you're capable of. And the only reason that you don't do it, if you haven't already, is because you're afraid of the law. Well, this law will stop them. This is what they need to be afraid of. Afraid of being documented as predators, monsters. Go for it. Go all the way.
Predators, monsters, sex offenders is how that message from Maureen described people who catcall. Predators, sexual offenders. What do you think? Somebody who's caught doing this should be arrested and put on the sex offenders register?
No, not the sex offender. No, I'm not that ridiculous. But it is a predatory thing to do. Of course, it's a predatory thing to do.
Stephanie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Stephanie, you sent us in a message a couple of minutes ago describing something that happened to you. Tell me what happened.
So that was down, I'll be sure, that was in Portlaoise, right? And at the top of Main Street is all the pubs and the nightclub and stuff. And it's, you know, so there's benches outside. There's benches outside on the Main Street. So I was in my sister's there, I think it was about 3 years ago. And it was coming up to about 10 o'clock. And it's not unusual for me to walk home. It's about a 40-minute walk. And when I got to the top of Main Street, there was a gang of lads. And they were after having a few drinks, obviously. And they were sitting out on the benches. And I was just walking by, minding my business, and they turned around and they made some form of remark of, like, look at her or something, and they made a whistle, and I just looked back, but I didn't pay any heed to it, and I just continued to walk on. Within seconds of me walking on, one of the young lads stood up in front of all his mates and everyone else that was out in the front of the pub and just started screaming at how flat I was and that leggings weren't made for girls like me. Basically, I was too thin.
So you, did you say fat or flat? What did you say?
Flat. F-L-A-T. Flat.
As in your chest or your bum or something like that they were commenting on?
Oh, my entire body. My entire body.
And what age was this scumbag?
I'd say he was probably about 23. I'm not going to lie. And some of the lads would have been in the same age context. So about 23 to 25.
So not even a teenager, like a 23 to 25 year old. Like, grow up, for God's sake.
And let me ask you then, because we've been talking about how intimidating it can be to have comments like that made against you. Did you feel intimidated? Did you feel angry? How did you feel?
I walked home crying. I won't lie, I walked home crying. It was very degrading. It was really embarrassing. I was on my own. I was after having a bad enough day anyway. So it was completely unnecessary. Now, I'm one of these girls that I've been whistled at before, I've been catcalled. That doesn't bother me. Usually I just ignore it and I walk on. But for someone to actually, stand up in front of everyone and make a big situation out of basically just rejecting them and not giving them the attention he wanted.
And then he got insulting, basically.
Yeah, and it's just how quickly that situation changed. There's a lot of issue around catcalling because some women do feel intimidated by it. I wouldn't be easily intimidated. But when you have a gang of lads and they're all kind of egging them on, how that went from, a normal, regular catcall or a whistle to just completely degrading someone in public, someone just walking by. And all I could think about was, if that had been a younger girl, like a teenager, maybe a 16-year-old or something, how would they have handled that? Probably not too well.
But what you're saying is you didn't handle it well either. It ruined your night and you were upset.
No.
And so you should.
No, but that's my point. I was a grown woman and it affected me to that point.
So let me ask
there
you
have
then.
Been incidents.
Now, obviously what happened to you and how that, like you said, that whole situation turned. Would you like to see, and this is what we're debating on today's episode, because we've a lot of messages coming in from a lot of women saying, this is no big deal, stop making a mountain out of a molehill and all that. Can you, or do you want to see laws being brought in that make it illegal to do what happened to you that night?
To that extent, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like, you're essentially just targeting someone in public. Why shouldn't something be done in regards to that? Maybe a fine. I think like a 2-year sentence or something. Now that's a bit extreme, lads.
Well, what would you say to this? Peter just texted in and he said, that woman's story, I would imagine it's exaggerated. If it's not, and that's the worst thing that ever happened to her, she needs to get out more.
Oh, that's not the worst thing that happened to me, sunshine. I've been subjected to brutality by men since I was a child. Thank you very much. Take a step down, Peter. You're probably one of those lads on a Saturday night sitting outside the bench with missing the home, catcalling women as well. So take a step down unless you're dealing with that situation, and in that situation, politely keep your mouth shut.
And by the way, Peter, this is to show you the kind of prick you're dealing with here. Peter was invited onto the show, not to have a go with you, but we wanted to see if he would have the balls to actually say that to your face. And he keeps hanging up the phone on Amanda, who's making the calls here. So we didn't even have the balls to come on and actually say to you that what happened to you is not that big a deal. The fact of the matter is, you were minding your own business. A group of men decided to comment on your appearance who had no business in doing it, and they ruined your night in doing so. And that's not right.
No, it's not. But at the same time, he hasn't got the balls to come on and say that to me. And he doesn't know me either. So he's do you know, a very prime good example there of a man once again speaking on something to degrade someone else because he doesn't know the full story. If my story is exaggerated, how about you come to Portlaoise, you knock on all the girls' doors around here and you ask how many have been subjected to that? Because there's plenty of us.
Okay,
plenty of us that are subjected.
Okay, finally then, Stephanie, you want to see something done, not necessarily a law that would throw somebody into prison for 2 years, but do you believe that something particularly like that, because what happened with you is became very insulting and very degrading in public, that guy who did that to you, should people like him be arrested and prosecuted?
To some degree, yeah. A fine even or something. Do you know, in other words, just teach him a bit of a lesson. Like, it's not okay to be doing. If I went out onto the street tomorrow and I decided to harass someone, you know, call them names or something, like, there is no difference there in that ideology. Do you know what I mean? That concept. So like it is something we're used to. Women get it in the, I wouldn't even say the gym, they get it when they're out walking, they get it when they're out jogging, they get it going to the shops and things like that. And it is just at some point, to me, it's just lonely lads hoping for a bit of attention, and when they're rejected then they can't handle it.
Great to talk to you, Stephanie, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, bye.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, how are you? I'm very nervous.
you're very welcome, Sarah, and thanks very much indeed for coming on. So, Sarah, do we need a law that makes it illegal for men mainly, and also for women, by the way, because women are well able to make sexual comments towards men as well. But anyway, do we need laws like this to make it illegal?
I think it kind of depends on the situation, so it's kind of hard to bring a law in for it. I've been catcalled over the years, but to be honest, I've never felt unsafe. It's any time it's happened to me, it's been a bit of laugh.
And that was the point. A lot of, you know, a lot of callers, a lot of commenters on this topic today, mainly women as well, say they just see it as a bit of banter.
Yeah, I've never had anyone say anything like extremely sexual to me now, because then I would feel uncomfortable. But it's like that whistling or you're good looking, or, you know, that sort of stuff doesn't bother me. I'd go, ah, thanks, and walk on. You know, you wouldn't get like, I wouldn't get overly afraid or anything. But I think what I would be more concerned about that they should look into is probably keeping underage teenage girls safe, to be honest.
Okay, so this is where and we've seen this happen. I've actually witnessed it happening a couple of years ago, where a group of schoolgirls, and they were no older than, I'm going to say 13 or 14, were whistled at, where they were in their school uniforms, and sexual comments were made towards them.
Yeah.
And these were minors.
Pedos, that's paedophile.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I have to bring this up now, right now, and we're going to try and get Tina on in a couple of moments, because here's what Tina says, and I'm shocked at this coming from a woman. Tina says, if you wear, like this, it's like going back to the 80s here, if you wear provocative clothing, expect some backlash. Talk about victim blaming.
Some men will be classed as predators now. Look, that's...
So what Tina is saying is, if a woman goes out, like my friend who goes out jogging in the Phoenix Park every evening, if she goes out and wears tight lycra pants, which she does because she says they're comfortable for jogging, she deserves, or she should expect, those comments. I mean, that's like 30 years ago when people said if a woman wears a short skirt, she's asking to be raped. That's absolute ridiculous. That's victim blaming. Tina.
I don't actually think that it even matters what somebody's wearing, to be honest. I think it happens no matter what. But I think, like, I had an incident with my daughter when she was 12, with a man. Like, I'll try and cut it as short as I can. When she was 10, we were in a shop with her cousin, who was 12 at the time, and they were staying at my house. So I left them on the aisle. They were on to get their few bits, and I went down to get some milk. I'd left them for probably 4 minutes maximum, came back, and her cousin said to me, a creepy man's after saying something to me. And I was like, who? What did he say? And she said, he turned around and said, you're a pretty girl, winked at her and kept staring her up and down as he walked off. So I went down, gave out to him, confronted him and all that. And he didn't even like argue or say, no, I didn't. He went, yeah, sorry, ma'am. So then fast forward 2 years later, the same man in the same shop, I pulled up outside, was in my pajamas because my daughter was having a sleepover with her friend. So she was 12 now at this stage. So her and her friend went in to get their goodies, and the man, they come out to me, ran out to me real panicky, and I said, what's wrong? And she said, that old man that was at her cousin is after saying something to me. And I was like, what? And she said he walked up behind her and her friend and said, oh, you're good looking girls, and winked at them and did like a kiss sort of a motion to them and walked on. So I went straight to the guards, obviously. Like, well, I actually confronted him and got a photo of him and said whatever I said to him. But I went down to the guards to report it, and they were obviously disgusted and said they'd look into it and stuff. But the bottom line is, they said to me, there's not actually anything in the law we can do about this.
And up until now, there probably hasn't been or isn't. And that's what this TD, Erin McGreehan, wants. She wants that to be illegal, but not just for minors, for every woman.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, well, I know there's probably women out there that probably wouldn't be maybe as strong-minded. If that happened to me and I was really uncomfortable, make no mistake, I would turn on them, you know. So maybe not everyone's like that.
So if somebody, what you're saying is you're well able to defend yourself, you're well able to
shout back.
For
me personally, I wouldn't consider a law needed. I'd handle that, you know.
Yeah.
But I would be more worried about kids. So, like, you know, the incident that happened with us. So my daughter now, what, I can't let her go into a shop at 12, even though I'm parked outside and get a few sweets. Do you know what I mean?
Let me ask you that. Okay, so you don't see the need for a ban. You don't see a need for catcalling to be made illegal, because you yourself would be well able to defend yourself and tell them to piss off if you found the comments.
Yeah.
But just because you would doesn't mean that other women would. There are a lot of women that would completely... I mean, there's women who won't go out jogging in a public place at all because they're afraid of that sort of backlash. I mean, we need to make women... I can't believe I'm becoming an advocate for women's safety here, but we need women to feel safe when they go out in public, lads. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Like, yeah, and that's probably the catch-22, whereas I wouldn't need it, other women might need it. Do you know that kind of way? I think probably, I wouldn't say like maybe as extreme as the UK. I think like the likes of like a whistle or, you know, a group of, like, I was at Electric Picnic last year and a group of lads, I'd say they were 18 or 19, closer to my daughter's age than my age. And they said something to me and whistled, and I just went, oh, thanks, and walked on and laughed at it. It was laugh, like, you know. So I'd be very worried about bringing in a law where the likes of that could be, you know, they weren't threatening to me or anything.
Okay,
I'd be worried.
You saw it as harmless enough, did you?
Yeah, it was totally innocent. Like, as a woman, I think you know when somebody's being overly creepy with you, or if it's just, you know, after affect them, like, walk on. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just would be worried about the amount of probably teenage girls it's happening to.
I think most people would agree with you where it comes to teenage girls. Yes, it should be illegal to make sexual comments towards teenage girls. Okay, I think everybody would agree with that. But as regards comments made towards grown adult women, you're well able to tell them to piss off, leave me alone, and that's it, and move on. Like I said, in the UK, and this is the law that is being studied, they're bringing in this law very soon. So it will be illegal to have any sort of catcalling, according to the UK government, is a form of street harassment where someone, usually a man, makes unsolicited and often sexually suggestive or derogatory comments, whistles or gestures towards a person, again, usually a woman in a public place. It's regarded as a form of harassment and unwanted sexual attention, and it has shown that it causes psychological distress to the victim and makes them feel unsafe. But that, none of that would apply to you. You wouldn't feel... psychological distress and feeling unsafe?
No, I wouldn't feel distressed. It would totally, see, this is the problem, I think. It would totally depend on the situation. So if I was walking down the street.
Yeah, Jeremy gave an example. Yeah, Jeremy gave an example there a while ago of a group of lads shouting at his friend.
Well, no, it was two lads. Wasn't it?
Two lads, okay. Yeah. Two lads shouting at his friend as she's jogging through the Phoenix Park, we're going to drag you into the bushes and rape you. Now, that is just,
but
that's not catcalling of any sort.
But the fact is.
No, that's the problem, I think. That's not catcalling. That's, do you know what I mean? Like, it does depend on the situation, and I think that's where the problem lies. What exactly are we defining as catcalling?
But I think a catcall is anything. Well, sorry, a catcall is any comment made towards a woman that you don't know in a public place. A woman has a right to be in a public place wearing whatever she wants without some horny deviant
I agree. Because I don't want anyone doing it to me. Like when it happens, I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. I don't want them to do it. I'm not walking out of the house hoping somebody does it to me, you know. And now, by the way, it doesn't happen to me very often as I've gotten older. But just like, I suppose I'm just, I'd be worried about going from one extreme to the other too harshly, if you know what I mean. Yeah,
and as we said, I mean, the plan in the UK is to bring in a law that would see a maximum 2-year jail sentence for catcalling. Do you think that's a bit over the top? Unless it's something like Jeremy described, because that actually is a direct threat. That's a threat of violence. Well,
I think I know we're talking about adult women. So just but regards to what happened with my daughter, I think that should, yeah, definitely there should be like, you know, it was caught on CCTV and everything. You know, it was something that definitely should have been able to be dealt with properly through the law.
Yep. And it wasn't because there is no specific law to deal with it. All right. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Sarah. Mark has been in touch.
I don't get the point of catcalling. Has any man ever had a woman stop his catcalled and they've gave him her number? But also, it'll be extremely hard to prove. It's going to be he said, she said. All he has to say is, I didn't catcall her. She hasn't got it recorded. You can't prove it. Also, Jeremy, you can't be sticking up for women on one hand and on the next hand be body shaming all the women and saying they're bet down.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now let's go to the States. And April, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, April.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me to be on. I'm just glad to be here again. I've been here once or twice.
And what did you want to say on this? Do we need laws to make it illegal for men generally to catcall women?
I do. And this is why, because there might be women out there who can tell a man, go piss off or whatever. But what if a woman is blind? You know, I'm blind. I was born blind. And if some guy all of a sudden started making comments at me, I can't see where he's at. I don't know where he's at, but I'm getting whistled at. I'm getting, commented. And I'm afraid because, like, I have to constantly be aware of my surroundings as a blind person. So it would be a safety issue and a distraction. And it would feel very threatening to me. And I think that any law that would protect any woman, not just a blind person, but any woman from those kind of comments is very important.
And as a matter of interest, as a blind woman, has it ever happened to you that you've been whistled at or had some comments made?
No, but I have had people come up to me like and say, hello, can I help you? And even that can be a little scary because you don't know who it is. You don't know where the voice is coming from. And yes, I would need their help and I might calm down, but for the first minute or so, I'd be freaked out. I would be like, who is that? What's that voice? You know, why are they doing that? So, no, I haven't gotten comments, but like, I could just imagine what it would feel like to get comments.
Okay. So you believe that we need laws to stop men passing any sort of sexual comment in a public place towards a woman, whistling towards her, anything that's even vaguely sexual from a stranger should be illegal?
Yes, I do. Because, you don't know if that person is going to actually, follow up on those catcalls, or that it might not escalate further. So I definitely think that it needs to be a law.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
All right, lads, I'm going to try and stay calm on this one. I'm not promising that, but Adrian, I am going to say to you, first of all, condolences on your mother.
Thank you very much indeed, Trevor. Appreciate that.
Right, here we go. First of all, who the fuck has ever called a woman from Louth? Oh my God, are you kidding me? That's why she's introduced this law, because no one fucking ever has. Secondly, fucking Bridget, or what's her name, Breda, or Maureen, sorry. Yeah, she needs to get a big deal, though. Give herself a good rogering and get over it. Maybe she doesn't see the light that isn't in the fucking Bible, but at the end of the day,
have a bit of respect for women.
And secondly, Jeremy, here we go. You bring up the stupidest fucking comparisons on the planet. Your friend friend was shouted rape. That's not a fucking cat call.
It's not a cat call of any sort.
You know what a cat call is?
Yes.
And don't ever try and tell me you haven't done it as a teenager. Ask my Swiss.
No, I actually haven't, because I have respect for women. I have respect for women.
Oh, yeah. You ain't the hound dog walking around as every other male and female is on this planet.
No, don't judge.
All these fucking
Don't judge every other man by your low standards. Just because you're a
No, I judge every other man by their testosterone. No, every man is fucking catcalled a woman at least once in their life.
Just because you treat women like pieces of meat doesn't mean every man.
Okay,
does.
Trevor, I want to ask you a question. Do you obviously don't believe there is any need for any sort of a law that... Yeah, go on.
Could you imagine getting 2 years in prison, walking into a prison, Big John, who's in there for fucking aggravated assault, battery, murder, rape, whatever, comes up to you, what are you in for? I whistled at a girl. Does that sound like a fucking smart thing?
What about a fella who said, jeez, I'd love to get into those knickers?
Well, like I said, lads, it's a comment. I'm not going to stand here and sit here and say it's a great thing or a nice thing to say to a girl. And we have all done it. I don't give a shit what the feminist next to you says. He needs to wash off his tampon and give it a good rinse. Anyway, don't tell me not every man. I've actually heard girls saying this to fellas. Even like I told you that.
I have myself. In fact,
and the things I've heard women saying to him.
It has actually happened to me in a public place that a woman has made comments towards me and even gone further and put her arm around me and stuff like that. I did nothing about it. I wasn't bothered by it, really.
Adrian, do you remember Zanzibar?
I do.
I was in there one night, right? And a girl walked up to me and she goes, sorry, it's a challenge. And then shoved her hand down my trousers and grabbed me dick.
Did you have a problem with that? Did you have a problem with that?
Yes, I had a fucking problem with it.
Well, then, like,
me girlfriend, me slashing out wife for standing at the bar.
Well, then you can report it. We do have laws.
And
you know what I mean?
How do I report that, Jeremy?
How do you report
it? Sorry, guy, this girl put her hand down me just.
Somebody sexually assaulted. That's a sexual assault. Don't be making it always playing the bloody victim card all the time.
The fact is,
there are laws in place to protect people against civil law, be a male or female.
Okay, Trevor, do we need a law, which is what this TD wants? She says there's widespread support for a law banning any sort of sexual commentary against somebody in a public place.
All the things in this fucking country we need, that is not fucking one of them. And you said you've never been out dressed in skimpy clothing, yeah? That's entrapment.
Well, the guards, this is in England now, not here.
Yeah, that's entrapment, what they done in England.
They sent out female officers in running gear, supported by uniformed colleagues waiting nearby, and officers then swooped on offenders if the woman was subjected to sexually suggestive comments and gave them a verbal ticking off, because there is no law.
Well, let's be honest, England has gone fucking backwards. I've seen people online being arrested for putting up a comment. You know what I mean? You can't even say anything these days. And if it happens in this country, it's going to be a fucking horrible place to live.
Well, no, you're so stupid you can't even see the wood for the trees here. What they're actually what they're actually trying to do is make it safer for women. So you have, how many daughters have you got?
Two.
You have two daughters and you have a wife as well, yeah?
Yeah. My sisters, Nancy, and
brilliant,
and
brilliant.
Okay,
I don't want to know your extended family. Just your two daughters and your wife.
Oh, I suck a nerve. Go on.
I would like to think that you want a situation where either of your daughters can go out walking or jogging or whatever the case may be without having dirty, filthy perverts, predators making
Jeremy,
sexual
my daughters,
comments.
No, one of my daughters is older than 18 and she has told me she has been wolf whistled and catcalled. Right? She has never been touched, which I see a massive difference in. You obviously don't. But at the end of the day, 99.99% of this country, of men, assuming as we're singular now, men in this whole thing, will not follow through on a fucking whistle or a catcall. 90% of the time, it's probably happening when they're driving past and they're never going to see that person again. Yeah, women just need to get the fuck out of themselves with all sensitivity about he might say something to me and then if I go out and jog I'm going to freeze up.
As a father of two daughters, you really need to get a check on yourself, because that is a ridiculous thing to say. Literally.
Why?
My
daughters have never been hurt. And if anyone ever hurt them, I'd hunt them down and cut them up.
You obviously believe that this is snowflake stuff. That there is no need for...
If there was a harsher word than snowflake, boys, I would use it.
You see no reason to...
Not a joke.
Because you see it as banter, do you?
I'd see wolf whistling.
So you think, so let's just put it
Hang on, Jeremy, I'm going to side with you on one thing. I wouldn't see, I'm going to drag you into the bushes and rape you, banter. That's a threat. That should be against the law.
But the problem is, if this happens
in the Phoenix Park or Collins Street, Abbey Street, anywhere, how do you prove it unless you're actually recording 24 hours a day?
Other than doing what the police in England have done.
Because this opens up a whole fucking thing of a girl walking down the street, she could easily just turn around and go, he wolf whistled at me and the guard has to take her word for it.
So you think your daughter would be okay if she was out jogging this evening and a fella said to her, going by in a car or a scooter and said to her, lovely tits, you have a great set of tits. You'd be happy with that and she'd be okay with it as well?
Well, my daughters are trained to fighting, so yes, I wouldn't put it past them, but my daughter has told me she's had things like that said to her. She said to herself, she goes, they're fucking idiots, they wouldn't dare say it to my face, and just said, that's it. So girls want to feel safe in this country, why don't they get training?
April, let me come back to you there for one second. He's basically saying there is absolutely no need for any laws to lock up men for catcalling women. What do you say to that?
I think that's really irrehensible because, you know, like I said, there are some women that will be able to say, okay, go elsewhere, you know, I don't need this. But some women can't or are afraid to speak up for themselves.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a Polish lad that works for me, right? He's over 6 feet tall. He is built like a house. And he's on job sites with me. And I've heard women saying, I would love to suck my future children out of you. Should they as well be arrested? Or are we going to just throw this onto a whole male side of the agenda because men are the biggest bastards on the planet, apparently?
Well, I think that any kind of sexual solicitation should not be allowed.
Right, so and what if a girl just goes at the police set that works for me? Is that okay?
No, it's not.
Okay, so there's no degrees and we are not separating gender by this. Okay, lads, this means a whole big trouble. This is going to lead to a lot of trouble in this country if this comes in.
It might, but it also might misuse that? Sorry?
Do you think anybody out there might misuse that as a threat to get someone locked up? Like maybe, I don't know, an ex-boyfriend of a girl who is fucking vindictive against them? Do you think that might be a problem?
Of course, any kind of law can be misused. But should we not keep the stupid fucking laws out of the country?
No, like I know for a fact in America, where if you're walking down the road, I can't think of what state it is now at the minute. But if you have an ice, as they call them, ice cream sandwiches in your back pocket, you can actually be arrested for that. Should those types of laws not be kept out of Ireland at least?
Okay, you obviously believe, Trevor, that this is just taking things a bit too far to be prosecuting and even jailing men for catcalling in a public place.
Do you not see what you're saying to me, your loan agent? Jailing men. This fucking loud TD, who's probably a bowser, probably never got wolf whistled in my life, only hates men and wants men done. So where's the women in this?
Well, I spoke to this this TD earlier on today and I asked her that exact question and her answer was, yes, of course it would apply to women who do the same thing.
Right, and who's going to be believed more though? I don't want you on the fence. I know you have to play the devil's advocate agent. Who do you think is going to be believed more?
The fact of the matter is, the sexes look at things differently. When a man goes out for a jog in the evening time, the reason I keep mentioning jogging is because that's when a lot of it happens. When a man goes out for a jog in the evening, in the majority of cases, a man never thinks about his safety. He just puts on his trainers. I know when I go for a jog this evening, he puts on his trainers and he goes out and has a jog and that's all. And he doesn't worry about that he's going to be dragged into a bush by a man. He doesn't worry that he's going to have sexual comments made him. He just
okay,
goes
can I just when, pull you back to well, no, this start to this statement no, that you just made?
No,
can I just pull
no,
you back before I forget it? Before
no, because I'm in the middle of a conversation. When a woman goes out, yeah, and she goes for a run, and I know this because I have female friends. They tell me this. They are always looking, is there a man behind me? Am I going to be assaulted?
They're always on their guard, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And okay, if you look, what was the famous line? And again, it's what was the famous line Now, it's taken it to the extreme, but the famous line used in that the Ashley Murphy case, she was only going for a run. Okay, she was on. You can't put yourself into a woman's shoes because you're not a woman, Trevor, and you don't understand how women feel when they're
going out. I'm not disputing that, Jeremy. Didn't dispute that once. But here's what you just said to me. The difference in the sexes, that does not apply in law. In law, the law is meant to be blind to sexes until the evidence is taken into the case, yeah? So why is there a difference between men and women here?
Okay, you're arguing anyway that this, if it were law, is an extremely difficult thing to prove unless the perpetrators are actually caught red-handed by the guards.
Extremely difficult thing to prove, lads, and then you'll have fucking Shadon and Jacinta out there who hate their ex-fella because he slept with another girl. I'm going to get him in a lot of trouble with this law behind him.
Well, no, that's ridiculous, because if they want to, if you were that vindictive, yeah, that you wanted to get your ex into, she could make up any story that he came around to the house and knocked down your door and stuff like that. Again, this is, I'll keep this as simple as I can for your brain, Trevor. This is about keeping women safe, women safe in public. You have two daughters.
Yes, we'll knock down your door. Jeremy, then you have to prove all that. You don't have to prove catcalling because it can't be fucking proven unless you're video recorded 24 hours a day.
Stay there for a second, Trevor. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Jonathan.
I don't know how you actually place this, though. You know, you're going past the building so full of lads, someone whistles, and then there's 10 of them standing there and you're turning around. Who's going to plead guilty to that charge? You know, I don't know how you police it, but look, people have a lot more things to be worried about. They've been whistled at in the street, you just not think. And please, boys, let's not go by the English standard what's happening in the UK with their laws. They're sending people to jail for years for Facebook posts. Is that really the template we want to set in this country? Get a grip.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Well, Jess, you don't believe there's a need for a law, but you have to put things in context. Is that really your argument?
It's all about the context. If someone just says, oh, how are you gorgeous, that's a compliment. But if you're like Jeremy's example, which is the far extreme of a threat, then yeah, that needs to be dealt with. It's all about the context.
And do you think
You can either shrug it off or take it as a compliment and boost your ego a little bit. Those are your choices.
Okay, so where do you draw the line with those compliments?
If you're threatening sexual assault, like I'm going to drag you
obviously,
you,
I agree with
then,
you.
Yeah, that's where the line is going.
Yes, that's
or
certainly not
like, oh, I'll give you a good pounding. Do you know what I mean? Like, there is a line.
Okay, but do you think it's okay for a man or a group of lads, as it quite often is, to say to a girl, oh, that's some hoop on you?
What about women? What about women on the hen lads?
I've seen it for myself. But again...
Yeah, so let's stop the whole all men are evil bastards thing.
But again, is it okay to make a sexual compliment towards a woman? Like, the fine tits you have, or that's a lovely arse, or whatever the case may be.
Well, it's not going to kill you, is it? It's not going to kill the woman, is it?
It's not going to kill the woman. Obviously, it's not going to kill her.
It's only some words. Get over yourselves. Like I said, you can either shrug it off or take it as a compliment and boost your ego.
So if a man makes a sexual comment towards you, where he's actually complimenting something about your appearance or whatever, that's a compliment and you should just take it.
Well, if it's towards me, I'll be telling him, here, you're barking up the wrong tree in the wrong forest.
Fair enough.
But in general, I just think you should just either laugh it off, you're a fucking idiot, laugh it off, and just don't let it affect you. It's just words at the end of the day. Why is the world suddenly going to hurty words? Everyone needs to be done for words. Like, just take it as a compliment to make yourself feel good. Like, ooh, someone called me gorgeous today. That's so nice.
Yeah, you make it sound so lovely, but for an awful lot of...
Because I'm not a softy little lefty who wants everything banned.
And that's what you see this as. Obviously,
100%.
Obviously, the example that we used earlier on, Jeremy's example from the Phoenix Park, threatening
It's more thought police. It's more of this thought police bollocks. Yeah, but Jeremy's example, Adrian, was over the top anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Those lads should have been arrested for threatening.
That was a threat. So, like, that's not even a catcall. And Jeremy trying to defend his catcalling. Sorry, Jeremy. What planet are you living on that that's catcalling? That is a threat.
It is a threat. I agree with you 100%. So you see no need for any sort of a law that could throw people into prison for up to 2 years. You see no need for it.
Nope. And like Trevor said before me, I 100% agree with him. There's a lot of psychotic bitches out there. All it takes is one to ruin an innocent man's life. They'll jump on it. They'll be rubbing their hands like, ah, yeah, going to get him done now, watch.
Okay, so you don't believe that there is a need for a law, but certainly the sort of threat that we heard earlier on, that is bang out of order and is not a joke in anyone's language. And that's the example that you gave, Jeremy.
Listen to the context and then get over yourself.
So, Harry, hang on a second. It wasn't an example because it actually happened. I wasn't using it as an analogy. This is something that actually happened.
No, I know it's something that actually happened, but in no one's world, you're using it as an example
in this conversation.
No, I would suggest, you know, because I would suggest that the reason that this happened, Jess, is because it doesn't start out like that. And maybe the reason that this happened is because maybe they started out, these young fellas, immature twats, by the way, started out just commenting on women's looks, got away with it, nothing was done about them. And then because they got away with that, then they figured, it's actually okay to say whatever I want. There are young fellas.
Or maybe they're just sickos who just jumped straight to the worst thing they could think of.
But again, well, any comment that makes a woman feel uncomfortable, and I'm not talking about asking a woman.
Come here, gorgeous. How is that going to make anyone feel intimidated? You're getting a compliment for
God's sake. Okay, you've obviously never had these comments made at you because you feel different if you did. Have you ever had?
You know.
Well, have you?
Yeah, back in the day, you know, before I started, you know, looking the way I do now, when I was, you know, still kind of.
I'm not saying you have to look anyway or anything. I'm saying, have you ever had comments made about you in a sexual nature?
Things like, oh, come here, gorgeous, how are you, babe? Oh, your son, and give you a pound and all, yeah?
And you just brushed it off.
Like, yeah, you wish. Yeah, which is, yeah, you wish.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. This is Sean.
How's it going, lads? I think it's a bit of an overreaction. I don't think men should be sitting in prison for catcalling. I don't think they should be catcalling. I think they're just grown men that are acting fucking childish, trying to have a laugh. But I bet the woman in question and women like her would be crying out regardless of what's said. If it's a compliment or not, oh, you have a nice hair, I like your tattoo, they'd still be crying out about it. Too many people are easily offended these days. And does this apply for women shouting at men or women shouting at women? I don't think it would. In your post, you state that you'd be speaking to a woman who thinks that any man that makes a comment to a woman in public should be labelled is a predator and should be on a register. That's a very dangerous thing to be saying. Like, anything a man says to a woman in public, he should be put on a register and labelled a predator for saying, oh, thanks very much, have a nice day. It's fucking ridiculous. It's a joke.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed for your message. I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note that came in to us just a moment ago.
Hi, guys. Samantha here. Loving the show as always. Sorry I can't come on. I'm always stuck in work during the week. As many people said, I think biggest issue here is obviously policing this. Not only where do you get the people to police it, but also where is the standard? Where does it end? You know, what I'm offended by, you know, someone else might not be offended by. So is it just on personal opinion, you know, the personal offence that you take, or how do you make it standard? It's impossible. And also, don't think anybody who's going out there with bad intent to assault or abuse is standing on the sideline catcalling before they do so. I think they're just out carrying out their bad intentions. So, I mean, I can understand that some people might feel anxious at it. Some people might feel a bit concerned if they don't have that confidence, but to start banning and policing is just something I can't understand. I can't get on board with. Luckily, I don't get catcalled very often, so I don't have that issue. Maybe it would be different if I was experiencing it all the time. But again, I think there's a difference between a group of young lads on a building site versus the example that Jeremy gave. And yeah, I do think that there will be a lot of people out there who would take advantage of this ban if it were to come in.
All right, somebody else and a woman not in favour of bringing in laws banning catcalling.
But again, another woman with the greatest respect, with her by her own admission, doesn't get it done to her. If we had, say, a completely different audience of younger females, listen to this, and our audience was made up completely of women aged 18 to 28, you would have a completely different reaction to this. The women that are commenting this, with the greatest respect to all of you, are not in the target demographic of catcalling, okay? You grew up in a different era where it was not sinister, yeah? Where it was just whistling and stuff like that. Times have changed. And if you're a woman in her 20s out jogging every night, you'd have a completely different opinion on it.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.